Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we're taking a look back at the third quarter of 2018. July 11th, 64-year-old Clarence Dean Peterson was taken into custody for murder in the first degree for the death of his roommate, 70-year-old Ed Jones. Jones was found by the Washington Police Department at Woodridge Apartments with an apparent stab wound to the upper torso. Bail was set at $1 million. In November, Peterson was then sent to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center Forensic Psychiatric Hospital in Coralville for restoration treatment. He was found incompetent to stand trial. In July, Ragbri went through Washington County on July 27th. Cyclists stayed the night in Sigourney, July 26th, and then went through Harper, Keota, Wellman, Kelowna, Riverside, and up to Hills and Iowa City. In a special election in July, Danielle Pettit-Majeski was elected to fill a vacant city council seat with the Washington City Council. In July, a Wapello man was sentenced to 30 years in prison for child pornography charges. 65-year-old Jack Lee Coleman was ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release following his imprisonment and pay $100 to the Crime Victims Fund and comply with the sex offender registry requirements upon release. Coleman pled guilty February 2nd to one count of production of child pornography. The investigation began in 2016 when a minor disclosed being sexually abused by Coleman and a computer belonging to Coleman was seized and examined. The computer contained nude images of five minors produced by a hidden camera placed in a bathroom by Coleman, as well as child pornography images of another minor. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children handled the investigation. August 7th, a woman was charged with first-degree arson after an incident in Fairfield. According to the Fairfield Police Department, officers were called for a report of a female subject, later identified as Jessica Manchester, who started a fire in a washing machine in the laundry room at the Monroe Apartments. After an investigation, Manchester was charged with first-degree arson of an occupied structure. The matter was under investigation. The Fairfield Fire Department and Jefferson County Attorney's Office assisted with the case. In August, farmers in Jefferson and other southeast Iowa counties were eligible to apply for emergency loans. The U.S. Department of Agriculture designated Davis County as a primary natural disaster area due to drought. Agricultural producers who suffered losses and damages in Davis, as well as Appanoose, Jefferson, Monroe, Van Buren, and Wapello counties, were allowed to apply for Farm Service Agency emergency loans. A ribbon cutting was held August 25th for the Kelowna Community Center. In September, the Waco School District unveiled the Kaufman Athletic Training and Fitness Center. In September, a woman originally charged with attempted murder in Keokuk County was given a 90-day jail sentence. According to court records and a negotiated plea agreement, attempted murder and willful injury causing serious injury charges against 38-year-old Jamie Lynn Flack of Marengo were dismissed as Flack pled guilty to accessory to a felony and aggravated misdemeanor. Flack had previously pled not guilty to aiding and abetting her boyfriend, 27-year-old Jonathan James Ray Walker of Wachier, in the March 3rd stabbing of Joseph Bernardo. The criminal complaint stated Flack provided Walker with the knife that was used to stab Bernardo 16 times, and she unlocked the trunk to a vehicle to obtain it and provide a baseball bat for Walker that was used to strike Bernardo in the head and fractured bones in his left arm and hand. A year-long sentence for Flack was suspended to 90 days, followed by 2 years of court supervision. Flack must also give a DNA sample and pay a fine of $625. In an Alford plea, Walker was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a conviction of willful injury causing bodily injury. September 13th, Griffin Wood and Gwendolyn Flannery were crowned Washington Homecoming King and Queen. In September, the Washington County Board of Supervisors agreed to move forward with bond financing for new county communications equipment. At a meeting, the board authorized the issuance of $3.365 million in bonds for communications equipment. The equipment will be purchased from Raycom Corporation based in Marshalltown. A timeline for installation of the equipment is set for the end of 2019. In September, a former Richland City clerk pled guilty to second-degree theft after improper city disbursements and transactions were discovered. 49-year-old Christine Thoman initially pled not guilty to a charge of first-degree theft after a state auditor report released earlier in the year found nearly $58,000 of improper and unsupported disbursements and undeposited collections. In a plea agreement, September 17th, Thoman pled guilty to second-degree theft and was given a deferred judgment of 5 years probation. She had to pay a civil penalty of $750, restitution of $9,553.78 to the city of Richland, and all court costs. The report by the Auditor of State, Mary Mossman, states as the City of Richland's request, a special investigation was conducted for the period of August 20, 2007 to September 30, 2016, the time in which Thoman was city clerk. That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with a look back at the third quarter of 2018. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.